Rod, let me take a quick break. I wanted to explain in a little more detail sort of an analogy that I can draw that might help people with the way the model functions. And I actually had planned on mentioning this when I did my lead-in, and I forgot to. So can we take a quick break from the questions and then get
Absolutely.
Back to it?
Absolutely.
Okay. So I have a lot of questions about I receive a lot of questions, and I even did before I was dealing with individual investors, a lot of questions from hedge fund clients when they're trying to understand the strategy I use to make money using the model, a lot of questions having to do with stop losses, normal investing questions. Here's an analogy that I think might help you guys with the model, help you understand the way I look at the model at least. First of all, and this is going to be very difficult to accept, but the model, the way it's built, assumes that it is always correct, okay? The model basically says if the market wants to go against me, I need to be careful and not be leveraged to such an extent that I'm forced out of my position, but I'm not wrong, the market's temporarily wrong. And we don't know the fundamental reason that the market's going to figure out that they're going in the wrong direction, whether it be up or down, overshooting a bull market or overshooting a bear market. But the model's just telling us, I'm right, the market's wrong, hold your ground. Now, most people don't accept this because they think of the behavioral analysis model being similar to technical analysis. And in technical analysis, of course, you have breakpoints and you set up your bet. And if the market proves your bet wrong, you quickly cover and you have stop losses and things like that. Well, I'd like you guys to look at the behavioral analysis of markets model more in terms of the way you would look at an investor like Jim Rogers, okay? Now, Jim Rogers puts together his fundamental information. I used to talk to Jim on a regular basis, and I know he's not a fan of technicals, although he'll listen to people who are, he considers to be good technicians. But what he'll do is he'll go and he'll gather his best information from his best sources all around the globe, and then he places his bet. So let's use an example of him being bullish the grains market, which he is. So if Jim Rogers were bullish wheat going into 2007, into the period when wheat was bottoming in a 26-year bear market, everyone was telling Jim Rogers, you're wrong, there's no reason to be bullish wheat. Well, that would not only not scare Jim Rogers out of his long position, his core position of wheat, but if it would make fresh lows, Jim Rogers would go in and he would accumulate wheat on weakness. So that's a case where the market, if you want to say price is always correct, the market is telling Jim Rogers he's wrong because the market's making lower lows. But yet Jim Rogers was not exiting his long positions. He was doing the opposite. He was increasing his longs because what he does is he goes back, he studies all his original information, he determines if anything's changed fundamentally, and if it hasn't, he views the depressed wheat prices as a sale. And he wants to take advantage of that. He wants to exploit that. And his bet is that down the road, the market will realize it's mispriced wheat temporarily and that it will move back up in his favor. In the meantime, he holds his stands his ground, and he even increases his positions. So that's the way the model works. If you were thinking in terms of an automobile driving from San Francisco to New York, okay, we can pick the most direct route to drive. But if the car swerves off the road a little bit, goes off into the gravel, it's temporarily off track, but it's still headed in the right direction. Well, what if I wanted to take the car and drive from instead of that direct route, I wanted to go, drop all the way down into Texas and then blast all the way back up into Iowa and then drop down into Tennessee and then eventually go to New York. Well, would you say you're wrong? You're not going to New York each time I, swerved off the main path? No. If I end up in New York, then we were right. And that's the way the market is. It swerves off the path. If it swerves far enough off the path, we exploit that by increasing our original positions.